that fiddling and tend to your chores. My gosh, I'm sorry I let that boy take lessons.
Morning, Miss Postmaster.
Morning, Reuben.
Look out for your cat, Si. My dog might get at her.
My gosh, you look out for your dog. Angeline will take care of herself.
Any letters for me this morning?
Yeah, if I think to be one letter. No, it ain't. It's a postal card from Lem Hawkins. And it says, Reuben Skinner, if you don't keep your brindle cow out of my
head. Yeah, give me that postal. I'll read it myself.
Well, by gosh, look at Hiram's new horse.
It looks like the horse it tells about in the Bible.
I believe it's the same horse.
Howdy, boys.
Howdy.
Give me a 2-cent stamp, Miss Postmaster.
Will I put it on the letter for ye?
No, I reckon I'll put it on myself.
Better put it on the letter to do my good.
Well, how things are pretty dull, ain't they?
Yes, but you just wait about a fortnight and things will be pretty well stirred up. What's going to happen? Plowing.
Hey, Si, what smells so around here this morning?
Fertilizer.
For the land's sake.
Yes, that's what it's for.
What?
For the land's sake.
Hey, Si, you keep Hecker's self-raising flour?
No, don't keep it. Sell it. Hey, Zip, if you don't stop that darn fiddling while we're talking.
Oh, let him play, Si. What is it, Opry?
No, it's a new song come to the mail. He's the words on it.
Come on, listen.
One day last week we took the train and went to New York City. The folks all said to see us go, it was an awful pity. They said, now do be careful, boy, don't cut the penny papers. For if you do, you're bound to stick your name in the daily papers. A man came up at Cyrus Green and said, ain't your name Adam? I said yes and winked at me, of course we knew we had him. We never bought a gold brick yet, perhaps you think it's funny. You bet we will have one too, we're saving up our money.
Kinda trimmed them, didn't you, Angie?